These three people, a grief counselor, a disabled iron worker, and a former paramedic, have joined together to advocate for fellow veterans of Ground Zero. They say they all suffered health effects from working at the site. Marvin Bethea was on duty as a paramedic when the towers collapsed.
Think of somebody taking a big bucket of toxic dirt and just dumping it down your throat at the same time. So not only could you not see, you couldn't breathe at all. I mean, I was covered from head to toe, and we were literally blowing out small pieces of concrete out of our nose. My whole, I sound very nasally, all of this is burnt up inside.
Bethea suffered a massive stroke the following month and is now retired on disability. His friend John Sferrazzo was on the pile as an iron worker for about 30 days.
As you spent more and more time there, it almost felt like somebody was sitting on your lungs. And every time you'd get a lung infection, that's what it feels like. You developed what they called a World Trade Center cough.
Millions of pounds of plastics, heavy metals, glass, and concrete were pulverized or burned in the World Trade Center's collapse, creating highly toxic smoke and dust. But soon after the disaster, officials said the air at Ground Zero was safe. Workers at the site were not given respirators or even required to wear masks.
Masks were not being given out for several days. Once masks were being given out, we were already told at this point, maybe a day or two into wearing them by our elected officials, that the air quality was safe to breathe and the water was safe to drink.
Everyone on that site should have been fit tested and been wearing a respirator. And if they couldn't wear it 100% of the time, they should have been wearing it 95% of the time.
Dr. Jacqueline Moline is director of the Mount Sinai Hospital Program that currently treats 6,300 Ground Zero workers and volunteers. She says the air was never safe on the pile, and problems now range from lung scarring and infections to ulcers and damage to the esophagus.
There have been some people who have died as a result of World Trade Center exposures. There have been a number of cases of individuals who have had such severe scarring lung disease that it's caused their death. I think over time, there are other diseases that may emerge that will prove to be life-threatening.
She notes that depression and post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, are common psychological ailments in many Ground Zero workers. Marvin Bethea and John Sferrazzo say they still suffer from it.
I cried every day for about 40 days. I mean, I was healthy, I was an athlete. I lost 16 people I knew that day.
You heard helicopters. You heard these jets. You're finding pieces of human beings everywhere. Does anyone really think that we thought about our health and safety?
A recent federal report found that the cost of treating Ground Zero workers could exceed $300 million a year. That is far more than the amount allotted by the federal government thus far to deal with the problem. Experts estimate that as many as 20,000 workers and volunteers may need care eventually. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.